This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Rich Lowry argues that the climate-obsessed green movement is the most stupidly self-destructive force in the world, leaving a trail of irrationality and folly wherever it goes. He points to the collapse of Sri Lanka, but he could use other countries as examples just as well. What happens when destructive green policies are adopted by countries' leaders? He laments that proponents of the green agenda seek to throw the gears into reverse on the millennia-long human quest for cheaper, more abundant, and more reliable sources of energy. Sri Lanka achieved one of the highest ESG scores, environmental, social, and governance scores, in the world. It did so by banning chemical fertilizers last year and hurtled the country towards economic ruin and now social collapse. Danish environmentalist Bjørn Lomborg has for many years argued that many of the costly measures proposed by politicians will have little impact on the rising temperatures of the world. What he calls the climate elite will spread misery in the near term to reach future climate standards. He reminds us that humans can adapt to rising temperatures and cites research in Spain that documents those rising temperatures led to fewer heat deaths. He also reminds us that low temperatures are much more dangerous than high ones. 500,000 people, he says, die each year from heat, but more than 4.5 million die from cold. He also cites a recent Lancet study that found that rising temperatures since 2000 have on net reduced the number of temperature-related deaths. You know, most people are worried about the rising cost of fuel and rising cost of food. Destructive green policies make both problems worse. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.